Morning Watch, the enjoyment of Christ and our growth in life unto maturity. Week 4. Knowing the all-inclusive Christ and growing with the growth of God. Monday, related verses. Colossians 1, verses 18 and 27. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Verse 27, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Ephesians 1, verses 22 through 23, and he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Revelations 22, verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Colossians 1, verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Related reading. In Galatians 3, verse 14, Paul says, in order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. According to the context, this blessing must refer to the good land. In Genesis 12, the blessing God promised to give Abraham was the land. In Galatians 3, verse 14, Paul links the blessing of Abraham to the promise of the Spirit. This indicates that the promise of Abraham, the promise of the good land, is the Spirit. Hence, the Spirit is the good land. This Spirit is nothing less than the all-inclusive Christ. As the good land is an all-inclusive type of Christ, and as Christ has become the Spirit, so the Spirit, the all-inclusive Spirit as the process God, is eventually the good land to us, the New Testament believers, as a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham that all the families of the earth would be blessed in him. God has two creations, the old creation and the new creation. Colossians 1 verse 18 refers to the new creation. Christ is the head of the body, the church, which is God's new creation. Christ is not only the firstborn of the old creation, but also the firstborn from the dead in the new creation. Both in the old creation and in the new creation, Christ is the first. As a new creation, we, the church, are in Christ, through Christ, and unto Christ. Moreover, we are moment by moment cohering in Christ. Are you in the old creation or in the new creation? Outwardly, we are the old creation, but inwardly, we are the new creation. Both in the old creation and in the new creation, Christ is the firstborn for the purpose of expressing God. After Paul speaks of God's two creations, he says in 1 verse 19, for in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell. The word fullness in this verse is equal to the image in verse 15. Christ is the image of God and the fullness of God in order to express God. The image is the expression, and the expression is the fullness. This expression is through both the old creation and the new creation. Through these two creations, we have the fullness. This fullness is the expression, and the expression is the image. Verses 15 through 19 reveal that the first aspect of Christ's all-inclusiveness is that he is the image of the invisible God. In the old creation and in the new creation, Christ is the fullness of God, his expression. We may wonder what such a revelation of Christ has to do with us in a practical way. In 1 verse 26 and 27, Paul speaks of the mystery. This mystery is the image, the fullness, in the foregoing verses. According to verse 27, the mystery among the Gentiles is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Have you ever realized that the Christ who is in you is the image of the invisible God, the fullness of God, the firstborn of creation, and the firstborn from the dead? In 1 verse 28 and 29, we see that Paul labored and struggled in order to present every man full grown in Christ. Christ is in us, but now we need to grow until we are full grown in Christ. This growth is hindered by culture. It is crucial for us to realize that we can see Christ in all the items of creation. We need to drop our concept of the heavens, the earth, and the physical things. We need to see that Christ is the firstborn of the old creation and the firstborn of the new creation. Hence, Christ is everything. He is all-inclusive. Seeing that Christ is everything, we need to have the realization that this Christ is in us to be our hope of glory. What we need today is to grow in Him unto maturity.